Blog Talk Radio.
Too much month left over at the end of the money? Tired of stretching out your paycheck to the last penny? Learn how to think like a millionaire, live within your means, and find true financial independence with Heather Wagenhals. Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Tune in to the midweek update for all the tips and tricks you'll need to manage your money. Here's your host, Heather Wagenhals.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. You are listening to Heather Wagenhals' Unlock Your Wealth Radio for this Wednesday, the midweek update. 30 minutes dedicated to giving you the financial tools you need to get through the rest of the week until you can hold out for Saturday's show. For Wednesday, this fabulous March 24th, 2010, we have an awesome show put together for you. It's going to be all about bankruptcy and then a little bit of good news. How about some money-saving tips for sports fans? I couldn't make it all bleak and dreary. Although it is a little sad, last Saturday was Karen Gurm's last week at producing the radio show, and today is her last day here at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. So she has taken a supervisory seat right now, and we have Kristen Reed and Blair Cherrier producing today's show. So if you want to be a part of the broadcast, all you have to do is chat in and drop in and say hello to those two. But Karen is still around for one more day until we throw her out. No, I'm just kidding. She's choosing to go away. She's moving to the West Coast to further her career as a public relations guru, and she's done a phenomenal job here at the foundation. So we will all miss her terribly. So if you have a moment to pop into the chat room and say your fond farewells, I bet she would appreciate it. PJ already choked her up today with a bag of Jolly Ranchers. But we are excited. We wish her well, and we know that so many great things will be on the horizon for her. And if my husband's right, that she'll be back. So anyway, for those of you who are joining us for the first time, welcome to the broadcast. We are so glad to have you. And the midweek update, like I said, is 30 minutes dedicated to giving you the tools you need financially to get through the rest of the week. But the Unlock Your Wealth radio program talks about crisis management and financial wellness tools designed to help everyone, man, woman, and child alike, manage their finances and attitudes for the single purpose of achieving financial independence. And we added to the lineup this week, so for those of you who usually tune in on Wednesdays, if you didn't get the alert, if you're not a friend of the show through Blog Talk Radio, then you may not have noticed that we broadcasted yesterday, as a matter of fact. And we created a new segment, and I hope you like this segment. During our Wednesday and Saturday show, we have the Millionaire Minute. But on Tuesday mornings, early, 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 to get your day started and focused thinking like a millionaire, what we decided to do was do a Nuts and Bolts Millionaire segment that will give you a more in-depth look into the millionaire mind. And as we crawl into the heads of the top millionaire thinkers, we don't just put out 60 seconds, but we give you a whole 15 minutes of how you can become a millionaire. And it all starts with belief. And this is what we'll be working on every Tuesday morning. So please join us. It's at 6:30 Pacific Standard Time. So it's just like you get out of bed to do your affirmations, get out of bed and be a part of our Millionaire Nuts and Bolts segment. And again, that's Tuesday mornings. So we hope to see you there. I was surprised at how many people did actually tune in for the live portion of the show. I was very impressed. And I see that the downloads are going very well, too. So I hope you all enjoyed it. Now, I mentioned we were going to talk about bankruptcy today. And there are some things that you need to know about bankruptcy. Hold on, though. But I got all my papers out of order. Before we talk about what you need to know in bankruptcy, let's talk about, first, the top five reasons why people go bankrupt. Mark Cusson from Investopedia writes, "The bankruptcy statistics in America are alarming. The past few decades have seen a dramatic rise in the number of people that are unable to pay off their debts, and Congress even changed legislation that made it more difficult to qualify. And here are a list of some of the most common causes of bankruptcy in America today." And I don't think you'll be shocked by this first one, but I hope you don't think what happened at the beginning of this week with healthcare reform is going to solve this. However, the number one reason why people go bankrupt are medical expenses. A study done at Harvard University indicates that this is the biggest cause of bankruptcy, representing 62% of all personal bankruptcies. One of the interesting caveats of this study shows that 78% of the filers had some form of health insurance, thus bucking the myth that medical bills affect only the uninsured. Rare or serious diseases or injuries can easily result in hundreds of thousands of dollars in medical bills, bills that can quickly wipe out savings and retirement accounts, college education funds, and home equity. Once these have been exhausted, bankruptcy may be the only shelter left, regardless of whether the patient or his or her family was able to apply for health coverage to a portion of this bill or not. Very interesting. 78% of the people that filed medical bankruptcy had health insurance. That's kind of provocative. Number two, job losses, whether due to layoff, termination, or resignation. The loss of income from a job can be equally devastating. Some people are lucky enough to receive severance packages, but many find pink slips on their desks and lockers with little or no prior notice. Not having an emergency fund to draw on only worsens the situation, and using credit cards to pay bills can be disastrous because now we're robbing Peter to pay Paul. The loss of insurance coverage and the cost of COBRA, which is astronomical, also drains the job seeker's already limited resources. That's another fabulous government health care program, too, at work for you, by the way. Those who are unable to find similar gainful employment for an extended period of time may not be able to recover from the lack of income in time to keep these creditors at bay. Number three, how about poor or excess use of credit? Some people simply can't control their spending. Credit card bills, installment debt, car, and other loan payments can eventually spiral out of control until finally the borrower is unable to make even the minimum payment on each type of debt. If the borrower cannot access funds from friends or family or otherwise attain a debt consolidation loan, then bankruptcy is usually the inevitable alternative. Statistics indicate that most debt consolidation plans fail for various reasons and usually only delay filing for most participants, although home equity loans can be a good remedy for unsecured debt in some cases. Once it's exhausted, irresponsible borrowers can face foreclosure on their homes if they're unable to make that payment as well. Traditionally, if people file because of poor or excess use of credit, those people, and this is a number that's going to crush you when I say this, 52% of the people who file bankruptcy will file when they are eligible again in 10 years. Number four, divorce or separation. Marital dissolutions, although we are sometimes disillusioned when we get married, but marital dissolutions, did I get that right? Dissolutions. Create tremendous financial strain on both partners in several ways. First come the legal fees, which can be astronomical in some cases if people just fight, won't get along, and can't agree to disagree agreeably. followed by the division of the marital assets, the decree of child support or alimony, and ongoing costs to keep up two separate households after the split. Legal costs alone are enough to force some to file, while wage garnishments to cover back child support or alimony can strip others of the ability to pay for the rest of their bills. And spouses who fail to pay the support dictated in the agreement often leave the other completely destitute. And number five, unexpected expenses. Loss of property due to theft or casualty, such as earthquakes, floods, or tornadoes, for which the owner is not insured, can force some into bankruptcy. And most people are unaware that they must take out separate coverage for certain events, such as earthquakes or floods. Homeowners insurance is not flood or earthquake insurance. So many folks are confused. Those who do not have coverage for this type of peril can face loss of not only their homes, but most of all their possessions as well. Not only must then they pay to replace these items, but they also must find immediate food and shelter in the meantime. And furthermore, those who lose their wardrobes in such a catastrophe may not be able to address appropriately for work, which could cost them their jobs. Just ask Karen and her yellow shoes. No, I'm just kidding. She's leaving. So what do we know about the five reasons why people go bankrupt? I mean, there are so many more reasons why taxpayers are forced to choose or to declare bankruptcy. But many a times, common sense, sound financial planning, and preparation for the future, hope for the best, plan for the worst, that key comes to mind, can head off this problem before it becomes an inevitable choice. Those who are contemplating this possibility should seek a credit counselor or a financial planner before choosing this alternative. Before we get moving forward into the next bankruptcy segment, I wanted to share with you some good news. How about some fun things to talk about, like sporting events and how you can't afford them? Well, just because the economy's hit the skids doesn't mean you have to give up all of your favorite things. If you do a little sleuthing and stay flexible on which teams to follow, you can still enjoy all the excitement of live sporting events. So Katie Adams gives money-saving tips for sports fans, and she writes, NFL, NBA, and NHL teams you can afford to love. She said that they used to the team's Marketing Reports Fan Cost Index, or FCI, which calculates the cost for a fan to watch a given team compete. Here is how they measured them up. The FCI adds up the cost of four tickets, so like you're doing like a family, two adults, two kids, six small drinks, four soft drinks, two beers for the adults, not the two children, four hot dogs, my favorite, two programs, two adult-sized ball caps, and parking. So knowing that that's where, because when I first looked at this article and I saw these numbers, I'm like, seriously, to go to a game? But this is for family fun. This isn't for individual fun. So NFL, the frugal field of play. The NFL is one of the most expensive sports to watch if you hope to catch a game in person. However, if you're willing to make some loyalty concessions to your home team, there are relative bargains to be had in every region. In the Northeast, the Buffalo Bills are a bargain. If you're a Patriots fan, you've had a lot to cheer about for the past few years, but all that success comes at a price, and a steep one. The New England Patriots are the most expensive NFL team to watch live. Their FCI cost index is $596 and a quarter, so like 600 bones for one game for your family. And team owners have upped the cost by more than 22% in just 1 year. For a bargain, you're going to have to go switch allegiances and possibly root for the Buffalo Bills, the least expensive pro football team in the region with an FCI index of only $300, $298.96 specifically. So that's about half of the cost, but still, 300 bones is a whole bunch of cash to shell out for one game. If you're in the Southeast, Jaguar Jackpot. Florida is home to both the most expensive and least expensive NFL teams to watch in this region. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are the priciest team in the Sunshine State to watch live, 483 on the FCI, while their nearby NFL cousins, the Jacksonville Jaguars, are leased with only $302. If you're in the Midwest, the Bears are no match for Cleveland. If you're a Chicago Bears fan, you better have a lot of money. Most expensive ticket in that region, $484, while the Cleveland Browns can't take pride in a Super Bowl win, but they can be the least expensive in that region, $323 on the FCI index. And if you go out west, Chargers are charging. The ocean, the mountains, the perfect temperatures year-round, San Diego's got it all, including the most priciest football tickets. Charger fans in this region pay $436, but just hop in a car and head due east to lovely Arizona, where we are. Whoopee! Cardinals, $356. NBA, you want to skip the Knicks, they're $420, but pick up the Washington Wizards at only $200. If you're in the Southeast, the Heat, Miami, too hot, $352. But the more laid-back Memphis Grizzlies, only $182. If you're in the Midwest, Michael Jordan's legacy still lives in Chi-Town, and the team continues to capitalize on it, $350. But just go to the North, to the Minnesota Timberwolves, $230. And out West, while you can hang out with Jack Nicholson and Leonardo DiCaprio, you can also pay what they pay, $479 on the FCI index. But you never know, Utah Jazz, my buddy Tom Chambers, FCI index only $252. NHL has some good deals too. And now it's time for guess what? No, it's not news by the numbers because Karen's all done. Yes, it's that time again. The Millionaire Minute is where we crawl into the heads of top millionaire thinkers and put out 60 seconds of tools you can incorporate into your life right now, today. Now, as we are talking about money and statistics today with regard to bankruptcy, I thought you'd be interested in only 19% of millionaires receive any income or wealth of any kind from a trust fund or an estate. Fewer than 20% of millionaires inherited 10% or more of their wealth. More than half of the millionaires never received as much as a $1 inheritance. Fewer than 25% of millionaires ever received an act of kindness gift of $10,000 or more from parents, grandparents, or other relatives. 91% of millionaires never received a gift as much as $1 of the ownership of a family business. Nearly half of millionaires never received any college tuition from their parents or other relatives. And fewer than 10% of millionaires believe that they will ever even receive an inheritance in the future. America continues to hold great prospects for those who wish to accumulate wealth in one generation. And in fact, America has always been a land of opportunity for those who believe in the fluid nature of our nation's social system and economy. One of the reasons why we have to watch what's going on over there in Washington, D.C. They're encroaching on our rights, and suddenly we will find ourselves without a free market economy at all. So think about these things as you think about yourself as a millionaire. See yourself in that way. Look forward into the future and watch how differently people will respond to you as a millionaire. And imagine yourself with these successes already. Create some affirmations with these tools as well to reinforce what you have just integrated into your personality. And that's your Millionaire Minute. We'll be right back with more midweek update on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio and all you need to know before filing bankruptcy. Stay tuned.
Karen Gurm here. You probably recognize me as your segment host for News by the Numbers. Did you know I'm also one of the certified NLP practitioners and a financial coach here at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation? The most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Hi, I'm Tony Stewart, driver of the number 14 Office Depot Old Spice Chevrolet, and you're listening to Heather Wagonaws on Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
We're having button issues on the switchboard today. Welcome back. You're listening to the Midweek Update on Heather Wagonaws Unlock Your Wealth Radio. You now have only 8 minutes remaining to chat in and say your farewells or good riddances to Karen Germ. I played one more commercial for her so you could hear her lovely voice. She will definitely be missed, but she would want you to know what you need to know about bankruptcy. By Pooja Dave. Foreclosures and excessive debts are a homeowner's worst nightmares come true, and many believe that bankruptcy will be the perfect solution for these problems. But that's where people get trapped. Bankruptcy stays on your credit record for quite some time, and depending on the type of bankruptcy that you file, will determine how long it reports. But in addition, updated bankruptcy law passed in 05 includes severe restrictions that make it more complicated to file for bankruptcy. So if you're holding out, not paying your bills, or living high on the hog and maxing out your cards, thinking you're just going to file bankruptcy and walk away, you've got another thing coming. If you are not well-versed in what's going on, you may not even be eligible for bankruptcy and could be trashing your credit even further. So how do you know when to file for bankruptcy? When you're faced with foreclosure or any such financial insolvency, the final, last option should be bankruptcy. Declaring yourself bankrupt is the only legal way to get rid of your financial setbacks. However, the process of filing is easier said than done. When you file for bankruptcy, you have to explain to the presiding bankruptcy trustee or judge about how you got into this financial pickle. In the meantime, the bankruptcy court will ask you to file an entire list of assets and outstanding debts with them. Your assets are divided into two categories according to their nature. They are exempt and non-exempt assets. Exempt assets cannot be realized to pay the debts. For example, some part of our equity in your home, automobile, and personal items, etc. But non-exempt assets, as the name suggests, can be seized and sold to repay outstanding accounts. Home property other than your primary residence, recreational vehicles, boats, jewelry, etc., fall into this category. Your outstanding debts are also classified into two categories, secure debts and non-secure debts. These include loans in which the creditor has a security interest in the property provided as collateral if it's a secured debt. So if you bought a car and you took out a loan on it, that would be considered a secure debt. Also, a second home or a boat, anything that you had to hypothecate your interest in to collateralize the loan so they'd be willing to give it to you. So non-secured debts are not secured by property. So credit card debt, medical bills, personal unsecured loans, anything you did not have to hypothecate an interest in is non-secured debt. The bankruptcy court considers secured debt as critically important because its non-payment will compel the creditor to lay a claim on the property chosen as collateral. Once all the essential information has been filed with the court and a bankruptcy trustee is designated to make sure that your secured debt is repaid in the given period, consequently, the court issues a mandate or a mandatory stay that prevents your creditors from laying their hands on you through property confiscation or foreclosure. However, it also prevents the creditors from pursuing lawsuits against you. But federally insured loans, taxes that you may still owe, back taxes, are not part of the game plan. Ouch. So, yeah. So if you racked up a ton of student loans, BK is not necessarily for you if they're government insured. Which chapter of bankruptcy to file is right for you? And depending on your circumstances, you can choose between a 7 or a 13. Chapter 7 is a liquidation option for individuals. And this option enables you to keep some of the exempted assets where your unsecured debts from credit cards, etc., are discharged. Here, the non-exempt assets are realized to repay the secured debts. However, debts of student loans, child support, taxes will not be dismissed. Ooh, yeah, that's another one I forgot, child support. If you're on that deadbeat parent list, boy, oh boy, you don't get out of it with a BK. This alternative is generally chosen by individuals with lower income and few assets, but more debts. Chapter 13 may be more viable for you because under this, it's a reorganization proceeding. You have to repay your debts over a specified period of time, 3 to 5 years usually, through a logical repayment plan. The trustee collects the payments from you and transfers them to your creditors. Here again, you are permitted to keep your home, thereby preventing any looming or potential foreclosure. This bankruptcy option is normally preferred by individuals who are interested in keeping their non-exempt property intact or who want to buy time against foreclosure or property seizures. Okay, so with this, you get to keep your assets, and the court will then go and negotiate with these creditors for a lower sum of money to not pursue you anymore. And they stop the collection proceedings, but you don't have to give up all your stuff, which is a better alternative for people who have a high number of assets but maybe are cash poor and unable to liquidate those at this time and want to make good on their debts. Now, the 2005 law changed things, and with the implementation of these new laws, people to a greater extent are compelled to file for a 13 instead of a 7 because the requirements are so high. If you would like to know more about bankruptcy and the questions that you need to ask yourself to see if you're even eligible, go ahead and shoot us an email at bankruptcy@unlockyourwealth.com. Bankruptcy@unlockyourwealth.com. We would be happy to send you this list of questions to help you decide which way it would be better to go and how to select a professional to further advise you regarding bankruptcy. And that's our show for today. And now that half the day is over, we only have half a day left to spend with the illustrious, ever popular, and departing Karen Gurm. But we were so grateful that you joined us. This is our last key this week for this season. Become a voracious reader. We have an appraiser, Ben Shoemaker, who is joining us this week on our Investor's Edge segment, and it'll be our final chat with famous NASCAR race car driver Stephen Light to see how he did through his financial independence challenge. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. You've been listening to the Midweek Update on Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I'm Heather Wagenhals. It's been great to share another afternoon with you. Please join us on Saturday. I will look forward to chatting with you then. Until Saturday, here's to your financial independence.
I've had it up to here, listening to a small segment of people trying to put down America. America's the greatest land on earth, and we ought to be proud of what we have. I'm proud of America. I'm proud of our people, and I'm going to prove it. We're American and damn proud of it.
Frankly, I'm getting a little ticked off.
Go to hell.